Your non-astrologers here to cast some light onto your horoscopes of March. There's Jamie Ryan in Los Angeles. Oh,
and there's Austin Williams in Chicago also coming at you. Oh, I didn't expect to be introduced.
Oh, damn. It felt right to me.
And
I went for it.
I appreciated it.
But listen, I can't believe we are talking about March already. Like, 2022 is moving a little rapidly.
We're chugging. Yeah. Every year, getting faster, just like my grandparents said it would. It's true.
You know what? The grandparents knew some things. Okay.
They usually do. But March, what's going on? We're not here to talk about grandparents, except for their astrological outcomes. So
okay. Mm-hmm.
Not specifically. But just want to say that, like,
I don't know. We might.
Okay, that's true. Aquarius season, which we just wrapped, was extremely eventful. A lot of debates surrounding ethics, humanitarianism, honesty, transparency, global community. You know, these are very Aquarian themes, but I am exhausted. Mm-hmm. And I have to say that I didn't think that the Aquarian energy would manifest like this. And I am talking about, like, some Joe Rogan just stuff, and I'm not going to keep talking about it, but I just had to mention that it all feels very Aquarian. Both sides of the debate, all sides, the gray area, it's all just about, like, morality, ethics, humanitarian stuff. Like, that's what everybody's talking about, and I just think that that's super interesting.
Very Aquarian.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to be this hot, though. I'm like, okay, I've had enough. Ooh. So, other Aquarians, I'm sorry that this happened during our season. It's been a hot time.
I know. We're recording this episode, truly, the peek behind the curtain, the day after Jamie's birthday.
Indeed.
In Aquarius season. How was your birthday?
It was truly, truly lovely. My girlfriend got us tickets to Tig Notaro. Tickets, as I keep saying. Tig, if you're listening, you can have that.
It was
lovely. And we played mini golf and went to the batting cages. It was a very, very gay weekend. Spent some time with my hydroponic station and my solar panels. It was great. It was really, really nice time.
Beautiful. We love it. We want to keep hearing about the hydroponic station, the developments. Keep us posted, you know?
Absolutely. The seedlings they're in the dark right now, coming up in their sponges. So TBD. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about my hydroponic garden or my off-the-grid lifestyle. I'm here to talk about now Pisces season, which is what we're coming into. So lots of Pisces energy still rolling around, like, beyond Pisces season, like, for the whole, like, first few months of the year, like, till, like, April or some shit. And so water signs, you might be feeling things more intensely than usual still and for a little bit longer. But happy birthday to all you little fish. I have a few Pisces friends that I think of when I do these readings. And until March 20th.
Pisces floating around. Okay.
Flip-flapping. Goldeen. You know what I'm talking about.
And that's a Pokemon reference if you missed it. Okay.
Pisces season is a good time to reflect. Be careful about, like, withdrawing too much during introspection. It's a great time for spiritual matters, peace seeking, watery sensitive times all around. And when this drops, I'll be poolside for a Pisces birthday party. So there's that. Then
we all want to be poolside, don't we?
Especially, we do.
You know, March. It's the early season.
I know. But after March 20th, we're going to move on into Aries season. And I'll say a happy early birthday to my brother, sweet baby brother. And Aries season is going to be like energy and vigor, like in a different, but like in a different way than Cap season. Like, it's a totally different flavor, but it's like starter energy, like more fiery, less grueling, which is great. And social uptick for most of us, spring break energy, you know what I mean. And this is like really a great time to start some group activities, maybe a group project, or like plan a vacation with some friends, essentially like merging I don't want to use the word work, but sort of merging like work with friends. But that could just mean like planning a dope vacation together.
There's
energy for that. Fires of togetherness, but also independence, you know, and those can and should exist together. So thank you, Aries.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. But what are some dates that we should look out for?
Listen, you know I love coming at you with these hot dates. Listen, I'm here with hot dates in March, okay? Pisces season, hot dates. On the 2nd, we've got a new moon in Pisces. Okay, this is a profound time for setting intentions. Remember to think about how your goals align with the greater picture, y'all. Okay, that's some big shit. Following up on the 6th, we can't get away from this Aquarian energy, right? So on the 6th, we've got Venus entering Aquarius, and this can be a time to embrace your friends and widen your social circle, being open to meeting people maybe you wouldn't normally gravitate towards. Yep. So we love that. And then also, Mars enters Aquarius on the 6th, okay? Mm. So we've got planets, Mars and Venus, entering Aquarius.
I'm going to have a much smoother time.
Yeah, I mean, truly. So with Mars, you know, consider taking an unconventional approach to maybe some of your new pursuits. This can open up new opportunities for what you hope for and dream of. I love it. And I think I just like this day, I think, with Venus entering Aquarius and Mars entering Aquarius. It's like doing things unconventionally or interacting with people you wouldn't normally socially. And then also like taking unconventional approaches to like your aspirations. I just like
Absolutely. It. Absolutely. Okay? It's like, who am I? Who am I today?
Who am I, bitch? Okay. On the 9th, Mercury enters Pisces. Communication becomes otherworldly. With our thoughts being hard to verbalize fully, seek some creative outlets and alternative ways to self-express. Okay. On the 10th, we've got a first quarter moon in Gemini, and there could be a lot of mental activity, you know, as you work on plans and come up with ideas for getting through any challenges you need to. Later on, as the month progresses, on the 18th, we've got a full moon in Virgo. Release whatever does not serve you, okay? You are stepping into a period of balance, peace, and optimism, and god damn it, I love to hear it, okay? On the 20th, the sun enters Aries. Hello, Arians. Okay.
There it is again.
You may feel more confrontational, motivated, and passionate. While it feels good to embrace these feelings, channel them into existing plans and ideas rather than impulse. Man, coming in hot with it, with the season of the Aries. On the 25th, we've got a last quarter moon in Capricorn. This is a time you may take like a practical approach to anything you need to understand. Long-term plans for you might be a little like more complicated, you know, and you may need to resolve how you put things together at this point in time.
Get a tax planner, yeah.
Okay, there you go. And last but not least, I just want to shout out lucky number 27, 27th of March. We've got Mercury entering Aries. And so over the next weeks, communication becomes fiery, passionate, and confrontational. Full Aries energy, big
just
things.
Just in time
and
for
listen,
spring break, yep.
I know that we've thrown out the word confrontational around this Aries energy, and I love an Aries. Bad. I really do. I got a few key ones in my life. But the confrontational nature of an Aries, it's not always negative. I know confrontational just has such like a loaded term, but just think of it as like straight talk. Just being upfront and fucking real.
Yeah. I like that.
And on
energy.
That note, well, we've given you a little layout of things to look forward to, the coming attractions of March. Jamie, who are we talking about first?
I'm going to say let's harp on it, and I'll do Aries. So,
oh, perfect.
Aries. I love you. Anyway, but
I love an Aries.
March, you can expect a lot of emotional experiences. Austin, I think, alluded to this a little bit, but during the March times, you're going to be like very sensitive and hormones are going to maybe be like raging. And I just want to interject that last month when I did your reading, I was wondering if you were maybe like tiptoeing toward mania. And I'm going to say like seems like that could still be a thing. So
yeah, feels right.
Feels right. And I don't know. Yeah. What's your mental health situation? But just a heads up that like springtime can trigger mania in those of us who are prone, and that's OK. So just be aware of that. Anyway, speaking of these hormones flying around with all your fires, if you are an Aries with a permanent partner, you will have both very pleasant moments, very full of love, as well as disagreements. This is like Austin mentioned, like confrontation doesn't always mean negative, but can be. So like,
but it can.
A lot of like hot interactions, whether that's like sexual, romantic, or irritated, disagreeable. I don't know. And these kind of fiery moments are going to pop up, especially around planning your future together, if that's something that you're going to try to do now. So look forward to like a hot mixed bag, you know. And you don't have to worry like too much. I know that maybe that sounds like a little scary, but much again, like last month, you still have a streak of empathy, kind of like extra charm. I don't know, like you'll be able to be soft with people. So even though there's a lot of heat and there's a lot of feelings and a lot of opinions flying around, it won't be that hard for you to like remain open and listen. And so as long as you're doing that too, like it could be all right. And also during this time, you will have an infectious sense of humor. So you can just reach over and tickle others when they're irritated with you. And that could be a great way out of some hot water for you this month. And also
consensual tickling. Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. With just, you know, with a word, with a tickle, with a word, with humor.
Figurative tickling. Okay.
But this, your sense of humor could also really save you this month from maybe some unnecessary building up irritability. There's a lot of energy in there, you know, so be careful with it. And in March, you Aries will be strongly influenced by the power of Venus. And for loose reasons that I don't understand, for this, you'll likely be successful in your career at this time, particularly in the second half of the month more than the first. And this is going to be especially true if you're someone who works in the financial sector. So
isn't it always?
Isn't it all financial sectors? But I hear you. I know that's not what you mean. Anyway, yeah, lean into your intuition because you're going to be like decent at like being able to tell what people want. And just, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it. I almost blurted it out and I decided to just go with it. Check yourself before you wreck yourself is the theme.
Oh, damn. Aries. Advice we can all enjoy.
And who is next?
You know me. I'm talking about the Geminis. But I got to brace myself because March, you know, 2022, my Gemini brethren, it feels like a cautionary tale. It doesn't feel like the most exciting month, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not the worst month ever, but we could have been a contender. That's what I'll say. I could have been a contender.
Absolutely.
Okay. So March is just not a good time for us to make any major decisions. So if you fellow Gems were thinking about like buying a car, changing jobs, maybe trying to get pregnant. Somebody's going to get pregnant. Hold off.
The market is unstable.
Yeah, the market's very unstable because it could do more harm than good. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Geminis, we should really focus our attention on our internal experiences and really trying to understand them. It might be worth revisiting some views, maybe changing the approach to our world a little bit. Don't love to report this for me or for you, but our professional life could be, you know, a little bit of like, just an uncertain time might be coming for us there. I don't know what that means exactly. Maybe it's just a little bit, you know, more hurdles, more obstacles. Achieving success at this time really seems like it's going to require a lot more effort, which might be hard to manage, okay? And regularity in our actions and, you know, these patterns and setting ourselves up for like consistency will definitely help us achieve goals, but it might not be as spectacular, like over the top as maybe our expectations or what we would hope. If you're a Gemini looking for a job right now, you know, it might be a little harder to land. Your search may go on a little longer than you'd like it to. And again, I hate saying that as well. So there you go. Jupiter will maybe perhaps cause us Geminis in March a little bit of a money gain, which so this is where you don't become the worst month ever, you know, okay, sweet Gems. You know, there could be a bonus from the previous month that maybe will allow us to like kind of expand some things, maybe whether you're paying off debts or you're able to get that pair of shoes you wanted, whatever it is. And if you're in the investing game, March could potentially be a good time to do that for a Gemini. So even though we got some like hurdles and stuff professionally, it does seem like it could be a good time for a little bit of money move.
To invest in scratchers, absolutely.
Yeah, you can't know. Okay. But really a time to really try and own your own development, Geminis. And you know, there may be, I just want to say on the social front, it's also not great news, but it could be a time that just like our relationships are kind of tough. Maybe there are quarrels with friends, you know, but these things will mend, nothing like long lasting, but it just might be a little harder than normal to achieve harmony, maybe with your family members. Maybe you're feeling a little bit of just like chill and distance in your relationships, you know. Listen, I don't like to say it, but like breakups, divorces could be on the table. Oh, we can't know. And take care of your health, okay? I think, you know, it seems a little dicey until the 20th. Nothing serious, but don't underestimate stuff. And if you feel sick, go to the doctor. That's advice we could truly all enjoy, okay? All to say, too, one just last little pointer for you, sweet gems. Any, you know, feelings or thoughts of, like, love declarations? I'm just going to say this month, better to exercise restraint. You know, hasty confessions can only ruin relations. And while we've got that weird social energy, it's probably not the right time to tell your best friend that you have been in love with them for 10 years. Mm. Just throwing that out there. Yeah, okay?
You got to be careful with that one.
That's right. Who we talk about next?
Next, it's going to be time for Leo. So, Leo's March. It's going to be full of enthusiasm. You're back. If you had a little bit of a beat of being like blah about stuff, if I recall correctly, it's over. And you will embark on everything that comes your way, which I, you know, would say maybe some people wouldn't advise. But you're going to do it. And
go ham.
You're going to excel in everything. I don't, asterisk. Mm. Can you really do that? I don't know. But
you can try.
While you're excelling in everything, you should know that this excellence you're experiencing can upset your surroundings.
Mm.
There are others, many perhaps in your midst, who will be envious of your success. And to that I say, stop putting yourselves around these people. I remember this from last year. And in the company of these others, you will stand out. You'll have better communication skills. You'll be significantly funnier than these people, more attractive. Ooh. You know, you'll just be flipping your hair and loving yourself, and the other people in the office might not love it. However, your superiors, it's going to be great. Whoever's in charge, they're loving your whatever this vibe is.
Okay.
So tread cautiously, I guess. You know, you don't want to like step on too many toes. Have some awareness of if you're pissing off your coworkers. Sure. And also,
that's advice we could truly all enjoy.
It is. Just like watch your brown nosing, I guess, is kind of what I'm saying. And during this period, when you're excelling at everything, you may understandably experience some fatigue and problems associated with your health, but most specifically your digestive system. So if you've got riddly diddly IBD like me, you should definitely focus on a healthy, balanced diet at that time.
Riddly diddly, okay?
Crohn's or colitis, listen up, be careful. That's all I'm saying. So in March, you'll definitely, like, with this excellence, grow your assertiveness and your confidence, because like you're doing everything perfectly, right? And you can use this to your advantage to maybe solve some of those interpersonal issues that we were just talking about. And
it's a good thing to solve for.
Yeah, just kind of start close to home. Focus on like the inner circle relationships that are most important first, because apparently this might be a bit of a socially tumultuous month for you while your star is rising. But, you know, Leos, just be careful with your irritability, because it really is going to be all about the social balance for your month to go well, because this, it can lead to long-term conflicts with friends, with family, with partner. You're maybe in a mood this month and you could really fuck some stuff up for a long time. So March, it's going to be a duality and perhaps a dilemma for you. So we'll see. But Austin, who is next?
Next, we are talking about the Capricorns. Hello, sweet Caps. I wanted to talk about you fellows because I feel like Capricorns, you are my Gemini kind of brethren this month, okay? You're also somebody that I feel like, you know, this could be a special time for you this month, full of reflection, thoughts about the future. But you also, like the sweet gems, need to focus on your inner self, maybe realize what's best for you. And you too, unfortunately, seem to be kind of in a lane for some possible changes in work, maybe turmoil in the personal and family life. But
everyone is fighting.
Maybe these changes are going to let you discover something new, maybe some previously unknown abilities, some superpowers. We can't know. Okay.
Maybe hit your head, learn how to play piano. Remember we did an episode about that? Sorry, go on.
That's important stuff, guys. Sometimes you just get enough brain trauma to be a master pianist, okay? It's what I've been gunning for this whole time. But Capricorns, listen, you sweet entrepreneurs, if you're out there, you're a Cap running your own kind of business, it's not the time to complain about profits. But for you guys, I would say March is also not a good time to invest, okay? You know, if you're hustling for the man, it's also not a good time to argue with the boss. You know, any kind of excessive stubbornness, if you're not leading the pack, can maybe get you in a little bit of trouble. You know, I think really generally in March, it's time for you to like undertake low risk investments and also maybe have low risk behavior. Don't be a contrarian, okay?
Just for once.
Absolutely. Because taking big risks, listen, you could lose a lot of money in the financial sphere if that's the move you make, okay? And I think you could lose some, you know, positive harmony, relationships, good footing there if you kind of throw it all out on the line.
And that's currency too.
That's absolutely currency. You know, money, this is a time to spend carefully, you know, with caution, you know, no excessive generosity could put you in debt this month. And listen, sweet Caps in love, okay? If you're a Capricorn at the beginning of a new relationship, maybe you're getting a little pushback from the fam. You know, this is a time where you should consider, you know, your own thoughts and feelings, because ultimately, harmony can prevail in these permanent relationships, but I don't want you to bend too much for anybody's will of like the family, your partner, whatever it is. I will say to you, sweet Capricorns, in a way I did not advise my Gemini brethren, that showing feelings this month is very important, okay? So this is a time to maybe like take those acts of perhaps service or just affection, some nice words, to really show your loved ones how much you value their presence, okay? Listen, if you're looking for a lifestyle change, if you're just like trying to shake up the way you're doing things after a little bit of a stagnant winter, this could really bring on just some like vital energy. And whether you're like trying to come up with some sort of fitness routine or you just want to get like new clothes or change up your hair, I think it's a great time and I'm rooting for it. Okay. In terms of just all the professional stuff that's going on, a little bit of family, relationshipal, you know, tension, I just want to say that patience should be your strongest, characteristic this month. Yeah, a guiding value, okay? Perform all your little duties, you know, consciously, carefully, and I really think there's a lot of room for you to exceed, but just proceed with caution. Who are we talking about next?
Next, it's going to be Taurus. Time for the Taurines. Taurines. In March, you guys are going to have what will feel like an endless amount of courage. Just unafraid. Oh, these Aries fires are just hot, hot, hot beneath your hooves.
Hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Therefore, since you've got like this extra, extra courage, this month is probably the right time to overcome some obstacles that have perhaps been holding you back for a long time. Okay. So whatever that is for you, just take care of it now while you've got the energy. Lean into the energy
taking
to fix it.
Taking care of business for every the holidays.
Day. Or for the holidays. What holidays?
We
not
can't
important.
Know.
Anyway, you're also going to be very sociable thanks to just various planets rubbing on you. I don't need to tell you all that, but
rubbing up on you.
They're rubbing on you, yes. And making you nicer, getting making rubbed. You more sociable, making you want to meet new people. Again, there's a lot of Aries energy going on for you. So you're going to meet some new people. You're going to make some new professional and social contacts, maybe even some love connections if that's something honestly that you're in the market for. There's a lot of socialization going on. And beyond just meeting some new people, dear Taurines, you will also be able to or have some opportunities.
Taurine. I'm sorry.
To deepen your relationships with your current friends and lover, if that's a thing that you have.
Lover.
And also your relationship with yourself, because that's also a relationship. And so, you know, just like all the social barriers, they are lower for you at this time. And with this kind of new social vigor and ease, Big changes could be starting up in both your personal and professional life. Kind of like wherever you put the energy, like something big could happen if you're maybe
okay,
on the edge of a relationship, or maybe starting to dabble in a new group of people, maybe starting a new hobby. I don't know. There's some big piece of your life that's about to shift a little bit. And to my knowledge, as CoStar says, this will not be a stressful situation.
Oh, okay.
New experiences is going to be like the overarching theme, both in people and maybe this has something to do with your relationship with yourself, but like hobbies, activities like that you would do kind of quietly by yourself. This could be a really great time to spend some time alone, reflective, maybe learning to weave or throw pottery or something like that, something with your hands. You're a tactile earth person. We know this. And whether you're developing a mental skill or building a material thing, this is going to be a time when you can have a ton of progress. So, you know, if you're like try pottery for the first time, it could be like a beginner's luck situation where you've like made your mother an entire set of dishes this week. And it's just like, wow, how did that happen?
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was because you're unafraid at this time. You know, courage is so much about barriers to entry. Anyway, congratulations. Lean into not being afraid of stuff and make a ton of shit. I guess fuck a lot of people. Make a lot of friends and enjoy your March.
Get laid, give head.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, there's one. I'm sorry. You are not the best month, but you are close. And the only thing I would say to be a little careful of is a little ear, nose, throat discomfort that could...
A little ENT.
Yeah. Okay. It could potentially escalate if you are expending too much energy since you're doing so many things. So rest a little bit if your throat is hurting, or else it could potentially, you know, get out of control. Nobody wants to have a bronchitis or whatever. I don't know. I didn't go to the doctor ever. Who's next?
Ain't nobody got time for it. Next, we are talking about the Sagittarians. Hello, sweet Sagges. Hello. Listen, March for you is about hard work and perhaps some challenging things. Also, someone that I'm seeing like career development, new challenges, but opportunities for promotion and improvement in earnings. So like we're into that energy. You know, with that energy around you, I advise you to, consider where you want to improve and where you want to go. Focus on those specific goals, and that's going to help you achieve the success, okay? You should really lean into your natural abilities as you kind of explore these new endeavors or as opportunities arise. Whatever you're predisposed to, don't fight it and try and be different. Lean into your strengths, okay? Acting against yourself and your nature, that's what could bring you problems this month. So don't try to be anybody else but you, sweet Sagges, okay? And that is advice we can truly all enjoy. Sagittariuses, listen, in March, you've just got a lot of support from the planets, okay? And you should lean into the energy that's kind of coming to you from that. But I do want you to just be careful of the influences of Mars, okay? It could put a little nervousness on you, could promote a little bit of conflict. So just be careful around that. But I'm excited to say for you, unlike some of our friends, March 2022 is a good time for finances. I think you're going to make money. I think you can invest to your advantage this month if you want to. You know, if you are on the entrepreneurial side, maybe you've been thinking about a little facelift to your space, maybe improving the workplace. Maybe you're thinking about investing in hiring another employee or two or some new equipment. I think that's totally a great move for you, sweet Sagges, this month, because it'll pay, you know, more by doing it now than it will if you just set that money aside for a rainy day. Okay. So if you're interested in the latest tech, whatever, I think that this will ultimately improve your results and your earnings. And we love to see it. Okay. It's also a good time for romance and dates. Like, go off, Sagges. Like, it's all happening live. Okay. So some kind of consistent, constant love relationship, you know, I think that this is a time that you really could find that. Okay. Don't be afraid to lean into the apps if that's your hustle, or finally take up that friend who's been nagging to set you up with somebody, because the energy is good and those kind of experiences could give you a real sense of renewal this month, okay? Maybe if you're coupled, you're thinking about expanding the family. Okay, look at you, little Capricorn. Little Sagittarians, just doing it. In March, Listen, health, I just want to say, we got some vitality, we got some energy, but just remember that, you know, strength and vitality and all this good health stuff, it doesn't just come out of thin air and just, you know, take care of how you're eating, drinking, taking care of yourself, whatever it is. Just a light warning, but in the middle of the month, someone important may want to visit you. Mm. And you'll need to be prepared for this, okay?
Oh, my.
You need to show this person a little affection. But, you know, don't reveal too much, okay? Cryptic warnings. But listen to this person. They may have some important news for you. Ooh, I love a cryptic warning. Hmm. Who are we talking about next?
Let's do Pisces. Happy birthday, everyone. And
bonjour.
Yeah, I guess let's kick it off with the not so great. Sorry to report that in March, Pisces, you're going to have like a lot of messy feelings about your partner if you are a partnered Pisces.
Mm.
If you're not, these feelings could be showing up in like a best friend or sibling that you're very close to relationship. So some kind of like intimate one-on-one relationship in your life feels super, super messy right now. And despite that, you will be mostly in a good mood throughout the month, although these feelings will be affecting you. It's, you know, I'm not going to say plagued, but it'll be affecting you. And
I'm listening.
Like, but don't like hide your doubts with like what this relationship is or like whatever's going on with this other person. It's going to be a good time to just talk to them. If I remember correctly, you've been dealing with this for like a couple of months, at least in kind of a side story way.
And sure.
Now in March with the sun in your sign, it is time to just summon a little bit of strength and talk to that person about how you actually feel rather than maybe like what you think they want to hear or what's been easier to communicate.
Sure.
So follow your feelings and just try to solve everything, but also know that it might take a little while. Just be sure to like balance your own psyche, because I think, and if I'm reading this correctly, it seems like you may be able to like slip into some depressive states or potentially lash out at someone else if you don't manage this relationship situation correctly. So it'll eke out other places, you know? And in March, moving on to a more positive note, the sun, okay, which is, you know, rubbing on you, it's in your
rubbing,
area.
It's going to have up on you.
A significant influence on your confidence. And because, like the Aries and many of our brethren this month, you too have a confidence boost, this could be like an ideal time to make some like strategic career moves. You got a little bit more bravery. So maybe it's going to be time to like invite your boss or like a potential business partner over for dinner, out to dinner. Maybe try to gain some points, ask some questions that like you wouldn't normally ask in the office.
I'm listening.
This could potentially like change your career in the not so distant future, whatever this dinner or outing is with a superior. However, don't get too carried away this month. You know, you've got a lot of stuff going on at home, clearly, internally, clearly, and now like you're trying to make some career moves. So we just want to like make sure that we don't put too many demands on yourself, because once again, I don't know what the fuck's going on, you could potentially run yourself into illness. Once again, kind of an upper respiratory situation, throat, ears, nose. The ENT is going to be making a lot of money in March is what I'm saying. So just like take your fucking echinacea, okay? Take your echinacea. And who is next?
Take it. Next, naturally, we speak of our sweet peacemaker friends. Hello to the Libras. Hello, sweet Libs.
My moon sign.
Listen, March 2022 for you is a favorable time for a little learning and development. And I'm about that, okay? If you're considering maybe a course, some return to school, some just general activity that is going to broaden your knowledge, it's a great time to do it. 10 out of 10. It's not only going to be useful, but it's going to be interesting. And in work this month, sweet Libras, you could make, you know, maybe some business trips, maybe some meeting of new people, just getting outside of your natural environment or your day-to-day habits. And it could be a really advantageous place to be, okay? So if you have the opportunity to come up to, you know, meet with people in a professional setting that you don't normally interface with or take a trip related to work, 10 out of 10, again, go for it, okay? I will say patience and professionalism is going to help you far more than nerves or conflicts this month. So really lean into your best self, you know? Mm. Finances, you're also in a great place. If you're thinking about investing, if you're, you know, chasing that bag, whatever it is, okay? And if you've got some financial questions, I also think it's a time, a month really, that you, if you're seeking counsel from mentors, friends, family, you know, you can take their advice and also what your intuition tells you, okay? And these two factors are going to help affect your financial success. We love to see it. In March, unfortunately, sweet Libras, I do hate to say it, but matters of the heart will not be as easy for you. Mm. Relationships that, you know, survive crisis may, I don't know, face a little bit of an accumulation of maybe regret. Maybe you're blaming each other for a little bit of like the state of the affairs. Maybe there's a little resentment. But I think a sincere conversation can help this. But the Libra, you peacemakers, you're used to it. You might have to be the active party to reach out and really instigate that conversation that's needed, okay?
But everyone's not meant to be together, you know? So don't weigh yourself in the, you know.
It happens, okay? If you're a sweet single Libra, you're chilling at home alone, don't feel sorry for yourself, okay? It's not the time. It's not like love passing you by or something. But I would encourage you to like go out to the concert or whatever event, whether it's social and fun, and lean into that. For you, I also want to say in the middle of the month, you also could face some visitors like our sweet Sagittarian friends, okay? Show them some hospitality. And listen, if you're not happy that they just like are showing up or it's unexpected or whatever, I wouldn't display that, okay? The impression that you make upon your guests, even if they're kind of putting you out, could lead to something positive, I think, that could affect your future. Mm. Who are we talking about next?
Next, it's finally time for Aquarius. Here we are, guys.
Mm. Age of Aquarius.
Guys, it's a mixed bag as usual. Mm. So March, it's going to be filled with gaining new knowledge for the Aquarians, which we love.
Okay.
We're going to really get to lean into that and enjoy that this March. TBD on how, but I'm looking forward to it. However, while we're filling our minds with knowledge, we might be lying down because we're going to be extra, extra tired all through March. And I'm wondering if that means I'm going to have a flare of my chronic illness that I've already mentioned earlier, Ridley Diddley.
And can't stop talking about the illness.
I can't. But not just me, all of the Aquarians, apparently. We're going to just get knocked out.
And hate to see it. Really do.
It's really annoying. It's annoying to feel like you can't, like, function fully every day. And apparently, we're going to experience some muscle pain. So we all have that to look forward to. However, while our bodies are just crippled and tired, our mind will not be at rest. And we love to live on a cerebral plane. So, like, you know, we could get over it. I can get over my body hurting and just, like, live in my mind. And this March could be a really good time for us to dive into learning something completely new. Perhaps something that's like always been a little bit of a challenge for us. And we like to act like we're not stubborn, but we are. And we hate to not be good at stuff. And so I'll admit it, there's plenty of times where if something seems difficult for me, when I start, I'll never revisit it and I'll claim that I dislike it. And so this March could be a good time to revisit some things like that. So I don't know what I'll be diving into. Maybe I'll let you know next month and you can tell me. Hopefully it's more interesting than tax law, although I suspect what I will be learning about in March is tax law.
Oh, God.
Anyway, that's for me and probably for you too. But while our minds are open for this new knowledge, we're also going to be open to the spiritual world. So this could be a good time for like more meditation if that's a thing that you're into or want to try for the very first time. And with these meditations, we should apparently try to focus on our larger sort of long-term problems because we could have some opportunities to like change some things that have always bothered us about our narrative. And I know that that seems kind of intense, but that's pretty cool. So, okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But Aquarians will be curious thanks to the influence of Mercury. Of course, we learned that it's moving into Aquarius earlier this episode. And our brains will be sponging, but our bodies will be weak. And socially, it's going to be a little bit of a mixed bag, as you would expect from that. Because, like, think about it. So you have tons of mental energy and you have no physical energy. Like, that's a weird mixed bag. So you're going to want to talk to a lot of people. And, like, maybe what's going to happen is you'll go to a lot of parties, but you might leave early every time. And just, like, let people know that that wasn't personal. You're just fucking exhausted for reasons that you don't understand. And
it be like that sometimes.
It is like that sometimes. And it's okay. You can still go. Just take care of yourself. Anyway, who is next?
Next, we are talking about the Virgos. Hello, Virgos. Look, you are also having a March that I feel like is a little bit about career energy. What I hate to say is that I don't feel like the stars are really, you know, aligned to benefit your professional affairs, okay? Whoops. But family and home will be, you know, in the background compared to what's going on at work. Ooh. I feel like it's going to be a time for maybe just a lot of interesting kind of professional things. You know, business trip, maybe even abroad could be on the horizon, depending on what kind of work you're in, okay? And there could be a chance to learn in the form of, like, an interesting course or training. But I feel like just some general tension. And if you're somebody who's gunning for that promotion and thinking this is the month it's going to come to fruition, it doesn't quite feel right. But I also don't think this month feels catastrophic, if that makes sense. It just feels a little tense, okay? You've got some movement with Saturn that I do think will have a positive impact on your finances. And maybe you're going to be dealing with some new clients. Maybe you're going to be trying to widen your, you know, professional network, so to speak. But the backwards movement of Mars could maybe break up that good atmosphere in relationships, especially for the first couple weeks in March. So, you know, I want to say be open to new relationships and be amorous, but you know, just again, I think I've just given a lot of cautionary advice this month. I really do. I just think proceed with caution, okay? And if you meet someone that you're like, oh man, this is the person that I've like got to do this project with, like, don't jump in head first this month. I think,
especially if they're
get
a Leo.
To know them. Yeah, I mean, woo,
because they're doing the most at work, and everybody hates it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Also, listen, if you're in a stable relationship, sweet Virgos, just be careful not to do a lot of outrageous flirting with strangers this month. Perhaps advice we could all enjoy. Who's to say?
Wow. Okay. Well, wow. Yeah, this is just a few Virgos popped into my mind. I'll report back later off air.
Okay, perfect. Listen, after the 17th of March, Jupiter and Venus, they're going to have a positive impact on the sphere of feelings. And you can really count on, you know, the support of your friends, love, all the good things, and maybe some good news coming from relatives. Maybe you receive some information that maybe a family member's pregnant or, like, having some big kind of exciting shift, okay? Not worried about your health for a second this month, which feels nice and chill, even though you've got, like, the tense work kind of stuff going on. Financially, listen, I think this month promises to be generally a good time, and perhaps maybe somewhere in there a little unexpected cash injection, okay?
Ooh,
like to see injection. It. Feels like a very career and money-oriented month for so many of us. So remember that, you know, money's an acquired thing, and it's, you know, worth saving or whatever, but it doesn't last, and it's, you know, it's just not what it's all about. That's all I'm going to say, sweet Virgos, but you knew that, okay? And with that note, I think it is time to venture in to the wild game of superlatives.
It is indeed. It is time.
Jamie, I hate to prompt you for this tragic end, but who's having the worst month ever?
Tragically, it is Scorpios. So sorry. So sorry, everyone. But in March, Scorpios are going to have an overwhelming desire for a feeling of safety. They're going to be chasing the dragon on a feeling of safety. And I have to say, like, I'm really not envious of that. That sucks a lot.
Okay.
You'll feel the need to be hugged by a close person, whether that's a partner, a member of your family, a close friend. You'll really need to share your feelings. You're going to feel that you're just erupting with things that need to be expressed. But unfortunately, there will, for some reason, be nobody for you to open your heart up to or for you to be hugged by at this time. And so, unfortunately, like, that's going to lead to, like, quite a bit of melancholy, like, maybe some depression. And be careful because, like, those states could, like, slip slide into some deeper mental and also physical issues because, remember, the body keeps the score. We can never forget.
That's right.
So I guess maybe, like, you could try to find some activities where you could, like, express your feelings not to a person, like dancing or, like, playing music. Maybe you draw, do something like a little creative. Just, you know, nobody will talk to you for some reason, so you got to get your feelings out somehow. Aggressively
It'd
journal.
It'd be like that sometimes, you know? It really do.
It does. Start a vlog, maybe, and then don't show anyone. Things like that.
Okay.
Scorpio's also going to be under the influence of the moon significantly in March. And this is going to mean that their deep, dark, secretive, prickly emotionality will be much more significant than usual.
Fucking Scorpios.
Yeah, tails all the way. Their tails, their pointy tails. So they're going to try to find people with whom they feel the most safe and relaxed. Scorpio is just out here looking for an easy friend this month. And unfortunately, time and time again, both with old friends and new friends, Scorpio can look forward to what they will probably read as rejection, but could just be that, like, luck of the draw, all your friends are busy, or like somebody's out of town and like your brother is sick, so there just isn't anybody. But you will take it personally. And so,
oh fuck,
I think really, like, my biggest advice, other than like watching your health physically, because so many of us are going to be sick in March, it seems like, is to just guard your heart, Scorpio. Guard your heart this month, because nobody will care for it but you.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Dark out there.
And maybe it'll be better in April. So with that chapter closed, let's forget we ever talked about those dreadful Scorpios and their horrible month. Who is having the best month ever this month?
You know, we're out here talking about the Cancer.
Finally, about time. And I will insert the crab applause.
Crab applause. Pinch, pinch, pinch. Click, click, click. Okay, listen, sweet crabs. In March, I'm going to see just general peace and harmony in your home life with your family. There aren't going to be, you know, social problems, family issues that are, you know, fucking with the work sphere or anything like that. And generally, I think it's going to be a successful professional month for you, which I love. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. What I want to say, and I feel like we've been alluding to this with you, sweet crabs, for several months, is just like leaning into this courage and self-confidence vibe you have right now. I feel like you've been, you know, dreams, intuition, like a lot of that. I think you need to lean into it and let it guide your actions. I feel like the last several months I've been talking to you, there's been this big focus on your spirituality and like looking inward. And like, you love to curl up in that little shell, all the things. But I think that this is the time that you're going to see that time spent on you really, you know, bring some desired results. Things are going to come to fruition. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing I tell you is that there are going to be people around you, and there always are, who have their own opinions, plans, and goals and ideas. And I just want you to remind yourself to keep your eye on the prize and lean into all the good work you've been doing the last couple months, okay? Because your intuition, which it's sensitive this month, okay? It can have a big impact on a lot of things. It can allow you to foresee, maybe predict a particular business investment, if it'll be profitable, okay? You've got this good gut, and I think you just really need to trust it this month, because I think it could make your dreams come true, okay?
And also you'll be taking over more and more accounts from Bonnie. That's true for all the Cancers. Go on.
All the Cancers. Okay, Bonnie. Goodbye. Okay. Listen, Sweet single crabs. Maybe a time to be open to some new relationships. Maybe a time for zesty, hot romances. Like, listen, if you're just like horned up and trying to live your life, great time for it. If you're in a long-term kind of situation, I think it's just like smooth sailing. You're just chilling in permanency. And I think it could get hot and heavy if you like wanted to, you know,
check out the erotic blueprint. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go check out your erotic blueprint. Get it going. Pinch. Also, just like generally good and great health for the sweet crabs, which I love. And around the 21st, just pick up like a big end of the month energy kind of increase. Just your energy levels like click, click up a notch or two. Okay. Enjoy it. Jealous. Lean into it. You may have some relatives, close friends, something like that reach out to you they haven't heard from in a minute. And if it's related to finances, you know, you could receive maybe some good news, an important message, but nothing to be alarmed about, which I love to tell you because, you know, sometimes when family's coming out of the cracks, we all get a little bit like, what's this
for
about?
Sure.
And for you, sweet crabs, feels just
not
peachy keen
situation.
Because you, this March of 2022, are having the best month ever.
Wow. Congratulations, really.
Truly congrats. And I guess on that note, as always, you can come at us with your horoscope content, or your two resident non-astrologers, on the internet via email at whyyoulikethispod@gmail.com, on Instagram at whyyoulikethispod, and on Twitter at WAYLTTweets. Good night, good morning, good day, happy stargazing or something.
Bye.
Bye.